So today, with God helping me, I know this is elementary. All right, it's just basic elementary, but God led me in this direction. There is a reason. The love of God and His Son toward us. The character we're going to study on the character and the nature of God, our Father, and Jesus, His Son. We're going to answer this question today. Does God really care about us, weak, needy human beings? Does He? Does He know? Shoot, I feel Him. Does He know and really care about little old me?
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to His holy name. So many Christians today picture God as far away, that He's hard, and He's hard to reach and get to, that you can't really draw near to Him, to the God of this universe. We're going to clear that up in this lesson today. I want, with the Lord's help, to introduce you today to the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. There's three that bear record in heaven.
Amen.
Three: the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And we know that that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. How many can say, I know them? Hallelujah. I know my Father. Woo-hoo. Oh God. I know this lesson is elementary, but God wants you to know that He loves you and He cares. You've heard that old saying, like father, like son. I know when Dad was alive, he's been gone over 8 years now, but I'd be taking him somewhere, take him to Walmart, or take him to the doctor's office and stuff. People that I knew that I'd run into, I'd introduce. I'd say, I want you to meet, this is so and so, but I want you to meet my dad. I was proud of my dad. I loved my earthly father. I loved him. I wasn't ashamed of him. I was the only child, and I'm telling you, him and mommy loved me. And just about anything I wanted, if they could afford it, they would get it for me, buy it for me. Now, I'd say, this is my daddy right here. There'd be other times, Brother Ronnie, I'd be out, and daddy'd run into his group that he had was raised with, maybe years and years, hadn't seen him. Go in at Walmart or something like that, somebody that daddy worked with. And daddy woke up and shake their hand and says, I want to introduce you. This is my son right here. Ain't you glad that somebody introduced you to God?
Yes.
Ain't you glad that somebody cared enough for you? I'll tell you, Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me in this sinful and adulterous generation, I'll be ashamed of you in the presence of the Father. How many can say, I'm not ashamed of Jesus, Brother Tommy, for what He's done for me? I'm not ashamed of my God. Hallelujah. I'd like to have $1, Brother Ronnie, for every tear that I have shed. Praise be the Lord. I told Mary this morning, I got so happy. I said, I wished I could run 100 miles. She said, you can't run one. I did. And I said, Brother Charles, I said, while I'm running, I would love to shed 1 million tears, Sister Lisa, down my face from my heart. And you can raise your hand today and say, He's been so good to me. Hey, Lord, hallelujah.
Come on.
Yes, yes.
I want to introduce you today. We're going to look at some scriptures. I'll never get through all of this. Oh, to know. Take a journey through the Bible to really see. Now listen, to see the heart of God toward us. To see and know what Jesus is really, really like. We couldn't start for a better scripture, and everybody can quote it. John 3:16. I know, so you said, Tommy, listen. For God so loved the world,
yes,
that he gave. If you really love somebody, you'll give to them. Amen. Anything you can to help them and to bless them. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God, listen, sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. When God sent his Son into this world, he did not come to push anybody down. He did not come to cancel them out.
Right.
Mark them all.
Right.
The whole board. No good. He never came to treat anybody bad. That's not the heart of our Heavenly Father. Listen, to this world, and even to a lot of Christians, he is God. But if you are saved, he is your Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many can say, my Heavenly Father loves me? Oh, Lord. That's the reason, Brother Ron, that we can come boldly into the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. We can come into the throne room. Hey, watch little children. They'll climb up on their daddy's lap. They're wanted and they're loved if they got a good daddy. And I tell you, we got a good Heavenly Father. He'll not push a one of us away. His ears are always open to our cries.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, he's our Heavenly Father. He loves you. And he wants you. You will never find a better loving and caring being in this whole universe than Jesus that the Father sent.
Amen.
You will never have a greater friend, nor will you ever find a sweeter Savior than him. He cares about you right now. And no matter how weak and frail you are, he cares about how you feel. He cares about your future.
Yes.
He wants it to be well with your soul.
Right.
That is the whole reason that Jesus came.
Yes.
If the devil had his way, Brother Ron, he would have people to believe they're not worthy, not good enough to draw near to God. You might say, preacher, I have failed God at times. I have not been what I should have been. I feel so unworthy and unfit. Does God still love me? Yes, he still loves you. Hallelujah. We feel like sometimes we're a weak worm of the earth. Oh, God. How many down deep in your heart? You don't have to raise your hand. You can see times in your life. Lord, I wish I'd have done better. I wish I'd have done more. Lord, I'm sorry for letting you down sometimes, God. But the Lord's not there to push you away. He's just saying, come on, come on, and I will help you. Though you fall six times, the Lord's right there to raise you back up the seventh time. Raise your little head and say, he's there. He's there for me. And he really, really loves me. I know sometimes I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, Brother Ronnie, he lives in my heart, and I feel the connection. I know that I'm his child, and I know that I got a Heavenly Father that cares about me. Give him a wave offering in the house. He won't push you away. He's not one to reject you. His face is toward them. Hallelujah. Oh, call on him.
Yes.
Has anybody got a thought right here? Oh, God. He cares. He cares. In the following verses, listen. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he spoke it for us too. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14 and 1. I'd like to say this. We got a lot of worried people, fretful and fearful people with troubled hearts in this world right now. It's true. Fretful, worried. They have no real peace, no real hope of a better future. Jesus goes on to say, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Do you see the two different heavenly beings here?
Yes.
You believe in God, believe also in me.
Right.
In my Father's house. He didn't say in God's house. He said in my Father's house. If anybody knew about the Father, Jesus did. He came from the bosom of the Father. He left his throne in glory. He was sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus knows what it's like in heaven in the presence of the Father. Oh, God. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Say place.
Place.
Oh, Lord, I got a place.
Yes.
What's it look like, Brother Tommy? I have no idea. I got a mansion over there somewhere. A place for you. How many would like to go to where God and His Son lives?
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Jesus said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That sounds like to me that he really, really wants me. He's coming back to get me. Holy. Oh, he cares. He really wants me. Little old me. With all of my frailties, he still loves me and wants me. Can I tell you, there is no greater feeling than to know that you are wanted.
Yes.
It's a feeling down deep inside of belonging. I belong to God. I know that I'm His child. And I know that I've got an eternal home in heaven awaiting. Jesus has not forgotten us. He's not forgotten you. He knows right where you are. He knows the condition you're in. He knows your worries, your troubles. He knows your fears. He knows your condition. God knows right where we are. And He cares.
Yes.
Oh, God, I know you know where I'm at. Listen. The Lord has not forgotten His promise to those that love Him and serve Him. Can you say it with me? He's right now preparing me a place in His Father's house.
Yes, He is.
Can we praise Him? Whew. I don't know what it's going to look like. I got that kindred spirit. I got the spirit. I got the sweet Holy Ghost. Eyes have not seen. The ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God's prepared for them that love Him and serve Him. But it's revealed unto them by His Spirit. The greatest blessing you could ever give, and multiply that 1,000 times and then add eternity to it. Oh, hallelujah. It's worth going on. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. We're going somewhere, and I'm laying a foundation. He's right now preparing me and you a place, a beautiful place in a mansion. He goes on. Here's something so good. Jesus said, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Jesus' disciple Thomas saith unto him, what was it Thomas said to him?
and we know the way.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, where you're going, and how can we know the way? What a question. And Jesus saith unto him, I am.
He's a great I am.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thomas, I am the way to heaven. I am the truth that'll get you there. I am that eternal life that you'll receive if you believe and love me. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Here's where I want to get. Where the main topic of the lesson is, how many wants to know what God is really, really like? Do you? The God who made the worlds, the planets, and the stars, and the galaxies, and this big earth, and the sun and the moon to shine upon it. Then let's look and listen to Jesus, what he said. Verse 7. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, from here on out, ye are going to know him, and ye have seen him. Henceforth means from this day forward, you're going to know what my Father God is like. You're going to see him by listening and watching me. My Lord.
Right.
How many wants to know what the Father's like?
Yes.
Look at the Son. Jesus said, Father, I have given them the words which thou hast given me.
Yes.
Oh, God. What's that?
I said, that tells you right there that there's two right there.
Yes.
Spoke
yes. Like Father.
Like Son.
Like Son.
Amen.
If you'll listen to me, when I'm teaching and when I'm preaching, if you'll just watch me having compassion upon the multitude, if you'll just watch me when I open people's blinded eyes, when I cause the lame to leap and walk, when I give the hearing back to the deaf, when I raise people from the dead, when I feed the multitude that is a starving, when you see me doing this, you're seeing what God's like. How many knows that he ain't going to suffer his righteous? Oh, Lord. He's going to feed them. He will clothe them. I feel him in the house. The Lord's going to take care of me because I am his child. What was it David of old said? I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed of begging bread. How many is glad that he's a need supplier, a soul provider, a way maker? Hey, Lord, I tell you, he knows how. He knows when. He loves you, and he'll come by right when you need him.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God. From here on out, watch me. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Now, what I'm doing, I'm trying to give you the character and the nature of God's heart. And if Jesus came out of the bosom of the Father, his only begotten Son, he's going to reveal God's heart to us.
Right.
Right. Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and it'll suffice us, which means it'll be enough to satisfy us if you could just show us your Father. You said you came from him. You're saying that he sent you. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the image of the Father. In other words, you've seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. What Jesus was saying, when you hear me teaching you things you need to know and preaching to you the way to heaven, how to live, you're hearing from my Father, because he sent me down from heaven with a message of hope to every one of you, woman, man, woman, boy, and girl,
right,
and to get them ready to go to the Father's house where there's many mansions. In this lesson, I want us to look at the meek and lowly Jesus that the Father sent in love and compassion. Look at his divine nature. Look at his character. Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Yeah, right.
That's what Jesus said.
Come on.
Holy God, holy God. It's sad, but the people of this world think that God is mean and hard, but he's not. Jesus came to reveal the heart of our loving, merciful, and gracious Heavenly Father, and to let us know that he really cares about every one of us. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Can we just raise your hand right now and say, I know that he cares for me. Jesus, I know, hallelujah, you love me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Paint us a picture.
Yes.
Of the Father's heart. Hebrews 1 says, he, Jesus, is the brightness of God's glory. Shoo. Think about it. He is the express image of his person.
Brother Tommy, I looked up that word image.
Yes.
It says an image is a visual representation or likeness of a person, object, or a scene, such as a photograph, painting, or a sculpture.
Read it again. I love it.
It says an image is a visual representation or a likeness of a person, object, or scene, such as a photograph, painting, or a sculpture.
Ain't you glad of that? Praise God. No wonder John, he's down there baptizing John the Baptist. He looked out on the bank and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Brother Gary all said, always sung that song, who's that man walking down that dusty road? His name is who?
Jesus.
Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord, this is so, it's so elementary. We read it, we read over it. We really read over it. It's so elementary, but it's so rich to see God's heart.
Yes.
My Lord. The Apostle John wrote, John 1 and 18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, in his presence, he hath declared him, revealed him. Jesus revealed his Father. By Jesus coming to earth, he revealed his Father and his God, our God, to us. No wonder Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen what the Heavenly Father is like. I came forth from his very heart.
Right.
My Father and I are one. We are one in nature. We are one in purpose. Oh, Lord, we both are kind and merciful to mankind. Our purpose and our will is to save every precious soul that we can and get them ready for heaven. We both are moved with compassion. We have the same love, the same care, and the same desire to help people who are hurting and in need. Jesus said, when you see me touching and healing people that are hurting, when you see me putting lives back together and setting captives free, oh Lord, see me saving precious souls that are suffering and bound. It's the Father who sent me to do the work. Jesus said that Satan the devil came to hurt people and bring them down. But I came to lift them up out of their sins. I came, oh Lord, to lift them up out of the pit of misery and hopelessness and give them new life. Amen. Gracious God, raise your hand and praise him again. That's the reason that he came. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody's glad he came to you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Ain't you glad today for the good church, a good warm place to come?
Yes. Yes.
The love of your brothers and your sisters. Oh God. Children, listen. It's the devil. It's the devil that's tearing this world apart.
Yes.
It's him turning it upside down.
Right.
Hate, murder, and war. It's him that's taken away peace in homes and families.
Right.
But Jesus said, I am come. Can you finish it with me? More abundantly. Life. Oh God. St. Matthew's Gospel in the New Testament said, in quoting Isaiah the prophet, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, God is speaking, behold, my servant. Who is God's servant here? It was Jesus. Matthew 12:17. Isaiah the prophet saying, and God's just speaking through Isaiah, looking 700 years down the road to the birth of Jesus. Behold, my servant, which is Jesus, whom I have chosen, my beloved, which is God's son, in whom my soul is well pleased. God the Father is talking about his servant Jesus, his son. I'm well pleased with him. I will put my spirit up on him. Listen. And he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. You'll bring truth to them. I love this. He shall not what?
Strive.
He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. Here's where I want to go. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax he shall not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Children, I don't believe we fully comprehend this scripture of what God is saying. What are you telling us, Isaiah and Matthew, about Jesus? When God sends his son down from heaven into this sinful world of hurting people, he did not come in haughtiness. He never came with pride. He never came as a conquering king with a sword held up in his hand and a loud threatening voice. He did not come with a mean spirit and anger to push people down. He never came with force to hurt, but he came with compassion and love. His agenda today is still love in the fullest degree. He is a most gentle Savior and tender hearted, and so is the Father that sent him. He wants every one of us to know that God really cares about us. He cares about your soul, your welfare, and your destiny and your future.
Yes, amen.
Are y'all ready for this one?
Yeah.
Gracious sakes. Brother Ron, I got to digging. I said, Lord, I know there's a message in a bruised reed and a smoking flax. Sweet Holy Ghost, what are you talking about? Here we go. When Jesus taught, he used word pictures. He taught using natural things to convey the spiritual. He had a way. Jesus had a way through parables and his teachings of drawing you a picture in your mind of the heart of God. Here we go. I want us to look at a bruised reed. Our Heavenly Father wants us to get a picture of his son Jesus' nature and why he sent him.
Yes.
Both Isaiah and Matthew records that when our Lord Jesus comes, listen close, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he'll not quench. There's a deeper meaning right here in this verse than you'll ever know.
And if you can see it and understand it, you'll know, you'll see God's divine nature and love for us. No matter how weak or how insignificant that we feel, to understand this scripture, Brother Ron and Ronnie, I studied extensively everywhere I could look. Reeds, how many of you know what a reed is?
Yeah.
Reeds grow in marshes of shallow water. Shallow water. By a river's side in the muddy, next to the muddy bank, in the shallow water is where the reeds grow. They can grow anywhere from 3 feet up to 12 feet high. They were a tall and a slender plant. When they bloomed, their flowers were white and looked like feathers. Pretty? Were they pretty? Yeah, they were so pretty. But by nature, reeds had a weakness. They are the weakest things on earth. I'm going somewhere. Reeds are the weakest thing on earth. They're not a cedar. God did not make them an oak. They're just a skinny little bulrush in shallow water. To look at them, you would think they're useless. Their stalks were hollow inside. Yeah. You ever feel hollow?
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel hollow. How many's in the house at times that I feel so weak, Lord, just weak? It ain't so much the physical and the mental. Sometimes we feel spiritually weak, hollow inside. How much more, Lord, can I take? How much more, Lord, can I stand? Can I uphold? God, I feel empty. I feel like I need strength from you. Listen now. They're hollow inside. Brother Ronnie, they are easily swayed and bent by the wind. A gust of wind can come and blow and easily lay them over, almost flat to the ground. A hard gust of wind blows them over. Their jointed staffs are so spindly that a bird can land on one of them and bend it over and cause it to break. A reed. Reeds were used for many purposes. When they grew larger and stronger, people would drill little holes in them and make flutes out of them for music.
Make pretty music
in worship services. Don't count me out. Sometimes I feel like a reed. Don't count me out. Sometimes I bend under the wind of opposition. Don't count me out. Shepherds, while they were out in the fields watching over their sheep, they would blow through them to play music, and it would calm and soothe the sheep and the little lambs. Reeds were also used to make pins. You could take a pin, and they would sharpen the little reeds, the ends of them, and dip them down in the ink to write on parchments. But after a while, it would soon get weak and collapse. The little reed would. And the writer would throw it away. When a reed became soft and bent and cracked and broken, it was useless, no good for anything, and it was discarded. Oh God, listen now. Children, this shows the tender mercy of our God. Jesus was a saying, we human beings are like reeds, which symbolize human frailty, instability, and weakness. Can I tell us all here today, God knows our frame. Man, I feel him right here. God knows my frame.
Yes.
He knows where I am weak. He knows when troubles and trials come and blow hard against me.
Yes.
We bend under the weight of our problems and afflictions. We become bruised in life, in our trials. Listen, to the point that we feel like we're going to break. We become easily discouraged, killed, and feel like we're no good. We're no use to others. We are no use to ourselves or others. I want to pause right here and say, because you're older and you can't do the things that you used to do in the physical and in the work of God, you are still important to the Lord. Our bodies wear out. We can't think like we used to. We can't do things that we used to do when we were younger. But Jesus knows our frame. He still cares about us. He will not reject people who are broken, who are hurt, who are damaged, who are bent over by the trials of life and the winds of opposition. Raise your little hand. I'm not a teenager like I used to be. Hey, Lord, I can't run like I used to. I can't hold up under pressure like I used to. And that's the devil's job, is to come and say, you're useless. You don't have anything. You ain't important to God. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. But Jesus did not come to finish you off. He came to raise you back up and to strengthen you. Raise your little hand and wave it to the Lord. I might be bent over. I might have burdens. But my God cares. Hallelujah. The Father said, it's pleased me to put my spirit upon my servant. Hallelujah. And a bruised reed he will not break. I'm glad. Sometimes I feel like I've been broken. But the Lord lifted me back up.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
You ever feel hollow inside?
Oh yeah.
You ever had, you know, when you do, it's when you hear that voice of the enemy coming to you, just like an echo. Look at you.
Yeah.
You don't have it like you used to.
Oh yeah.
Praise God.
He's still the same God today. He still loves me today. I'm still on the way. I might not be able to do the things that I used to do, but it ain't changed God. I said the Lord's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he never changes. I'm glad we got the Holy Ghost. He's the one that quickens these mortal bodies.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, God.